The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Ian Stewart. Photojournalist Aze Amos has a new exhibit in Charlottesville that includes images he captured 5 years ago around the time of the Unite the Right rally. But it's not photos of white supremacists shouting slurs or clashing with counter-protesters. The display, called The Story of Us, includes QR codes that link to short recordings of Charlottesville residents who were at the rally. They describe the moment their photos were taken. Whitney Evans of VPM News spoke to Amos about the exhibit and being a Nigerian immigrant in Charlottesville during a time of racial reckoning in America.
I'm going to start way back in the beginning. What's your relationship to Charlottesville?
Yes, I moved here from Nigeria back in 2008. It was the first time I came to the U.S. and I came straight to Charlottesville, and it's been home for me since then.
Did you experience much of a culture shock when you got here?
Oh God, it was. I was the first time I've lived in Nigeria coming to the U.S. Hollywood only prepared me for some aspect of the culture.
Do you remember the first time you encountered something that told you that race was a sensitive topic in the United States?
I'll tell you the first time that someone told me anything about race, period. You know, because I banter, I took everything that people say to me, at me, to be such. My now ex-wife, she just would pick those things out and be like, why would you let someone say that to you? And then she started educating me that it is different here. They know better than to say stuff like that to you, whether you're ignorant of it or not. I was quickly made to understand my place. I used to be a career firefighter, but that didn't go anywhere because I experienced firsthand racism at the fire department. At the time I got the job as a firefighter, I was there, to the best of my knowledge, I was the only black firefighter in the county of Albemarle. I was one of the best students at the academy, but I quickly realized that the folks that they assigned me to be with, they didn't want me there. Even thinking about it right now, it really hurts. I still avoid some of those people when I see them in a grocery store. Something just comes over me and I just wanna just run away. But you know, the cool thing actually about that experience of my experience of racism was that it was the door that I needed to open. So when they kicked me out, I was like, oh God, I want to go back and just keep photographing.
Do you remember the days leading up to August 11th and 12th, 2017?
Oh yes, yes. I mean, most of us knew what was coming. I got, you know, people were calling and telling me, don't go out, something bad is going to happen.
Did you at any point fear for your own safety?
Yeah, that's every point of that whole event. So the thing about the show is I deliberately am not including any photo of violence.
Why is that?
I want to tell a story of this community. I don't want to keep promoting the idea of Charlottesville being an event. Is there some elements of racism in Charlottesville? Yeah. I don't want to say that's not who we are, because what does that even mean? But that's not what I think this community represents. All this community wants to represent.
That was Whitney Evans of VPM News speaking with Aze Amos, a photojournalist in Charlottesville. Amos's photo exhibit, The Story of Us, is on display at the downtown mall through September 29th. VPM reached out to Fire Chief Dan Eggleston. He declined to talk about Amos's experience, but said the department is evolving to become more inclusive, especially since Unite the Right. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.